Name, Ashram. Home community Ashram grew up in a large city which had more than 25,000 residents. Climate, whether it's a tangled jungle or sparser pines, trees are the dominant feature of the landscape that makes Ashram feel at home. Ashram grew up with cold winters, but warm summers. Education. Ashram was curious about government and how officials wielded power. In his youth, Ashram was exposed to an unusual skill, the secret art of assassination. Ashram spent time on the street, which taught him minor thievery and con games. He desired to become an assassin. Events. Ashram lost both parents and other significant family members to an assassin. Ashram broke the law and got caught and suffered many years of punishment. From this, Ashram learned how to dodge the consequences and survive. As a result of his ways, Ashram was forced to become a displaced person. Family. For some reason, Ashram's family's economic status was difficult to measure. Perhaps Ashram lived a solitary life on the streets with frequent retreats to the surrounding wood. Ashram's was family is led by an outsider to whom the family has sworn support. Ashram's family has no ability to defend themselves considering they are all dead. Ashram's family took actions detrimental to the community. Regardless of Ashram's family's actual ethics, public opinion is so ingrained about his family that it's essentially unchangeable. Public opinion is accurate, his family deserved its fate. Ashram's family hid this commitment from the public. Ashram's family has no specific political stance. Ashram's family has inconsistent family religious direction. Ashram's family is treated in general with contempt, but occasionally a family member has demonstrated positive qualities and earned respect. Members of Ashram's family may be guilty of crimes, or wrongly convicted of them. Either way, other members of the community treat Ashram poorly as a result. Ashram's family's ancestors of note are unknown or forgotten. Information about them could be revealed in a future adventure, however. Relationships. Ashram's parents are deceased. Ashram may learn more about them in a future adventure, of course. Ashram is an only child. Ashram does not remember his grandparents, since they were executed as well. Ashram does not believe that he has other relatives out there. Ashram is a loner by circumstance. Ashram has angered or otherwise alienated an instructor of note. A person of an opposed alignment has a philosophical beef with Ashram, Melder of Tal, although Ashram has never harmed the sorcerer. Ashram believes his ways of dealing with enemies and settles Melder. Ashram has often stolen things for Melder that Melder could not get the courage to acquire for himself. Ashram has entrusted Lysander with knowledge of a secret ritual and he feels close to Lysander, because Lysander and he were both inflicted with lycanthropy of the Wurrat kind. Melder doesn't trust Ashram, but it is only based on sneaking suspicions that Ashram killed Horkin's grandmother. Horkin is totally oblivious to this fact and only Lysander knows the truth. Miss Ashram has a strange affinity for collecting body parts of those enemies he has found formidable. He has a collection of mounted pieces in his room. This Ashram room. No one has yet to ask Ashram why he decapitates his enemies, but it is believed that he is searching for the beasts who murdered his family. Ashram has collected many heads of defeated foes. Ashram also likes to collect exotic poisons. This only enhances his abilities as an assassin. Ashram has an affinity for platinum, and eagerly gives away all gold and silver, especially silver, he finds. Ashram was never one amass wealth, since he figured he can always gather, in the loosest sense, what he needs.